You see, Jesus still washed Judas' feet, as I've said. Jesus still served Judas the Passover meal. Jesus still died on the cross for Judas. Romans 12:20 says, "If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink, and they will be ashamed of the way that they have done to you." After Judas left the upper room, Jesus taught the remaining disciples a very important lesson. And if you want to write the scripture down, it's John 13:34-35, and Jesus said this, "So now I am giving you a new commandment," and you all know what it is. What is it? "Love each other, just as I have loved you. You should love each other, for your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples, if you love one another." See, when we are betrayed, instead of returning anger for anger or curse for curse or calculating our revenge, Jesus said we must respond with His form of love. Jesus said in Matthew 5:43-48, "You have heard that the law of Moses says, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say," Jesus said, "love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven, for He gives His sunlight to both the evil and the good, and He sends His rain on the just and the unjust. If you love only those who love you, what good is that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." Being perfect is to respond as we understand Jesus would respond. To be like Jesus as much as we can be through Scripture, our understanding of that. And it's to show our enemy the love of Christ. The second way we respond to betrayal is to turn the shock and anger into love and compassion, right? To actually do something. When someone betrays us, we must not also betray ourselves by giving in to the anger, by giving in to the revenge, by giving in to the hate. And those are natural and honest feelings, aren't they? How about despair? Betrayal. We will betray ourselves if we give in and give up. You know, as I was thinking about this, it's really the way we respond is an attitude thing. And I found an old quote from Charles Swindoll that I'd like to share with you. And he writes, "Do you possess an attitude of praise? The longer I live, the more I realize that attitude is more important than facts, than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes. Attitude will make or break a company, will make or break a church family, will make or break a home." We cannot change our past, he says. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one thing we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it, and so it is with you. You are the only person in control of your attitude. What do you think about that? You and I are the only persons in control of our attitude. You and I are the only ones who can control how we respond to people, whether it's betrayal or something else. We are the only ones who can control that, and we should control it.